fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, I'm very excited to bring to you this week a good friend of mine and his lovely wife, Deacon Zoltán Kunszabo from Budapest, Hungary, and his lovely wife, Pani. Welcome, you guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Peter.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And I've convinced them to come on the show because they have so much to say, but they're concerned that their English may not be good enough. But I think their English will clearly be good enough. And we'll just work at it because their story is wonderful. And some of you, if you tuned in last year, Zoli was a guest. Call him Zoli, Deacon Zoltán.
Yes.
Call him Zoli. And he shared with us his experience of being at the Synod on Evangelization and the contribution that he made to it. I want him to touch on that a little bit this week. But the place to start, I thought, would be to just share your own stories of how you've encountered, how give our friends a little background to the situation, both culturally, when before you really encountered the Lord and how that happened. Mm-hmm. Maybe start with you, Deacon Zoli, and then, mm-hmm. and then we'll go to Pani before the program's mm-hmm. over. So I'm going to watch the clock so you don't talk too long, so we
okay.
get room for your lovely wife.
I try to give my best.
Yes.
It's a wonderful journey I had in my life. I have never been in church since I was 23.
So from the time you were born to 23,
yes.
you were not a churchgoer?
Not. It was during the communist time when I was young, when I was a child. And there wasn't any religious class in the school. Every family had to take their children to the parishes. But it was very visible, and most of the families, maybe with Catholic faith or background, never sent their children to the parishes to have religious classes. That was the situation with me. My family was a kind of believer, but not churchgoer. That was a phenomenon in the communist times. We had an identity that we are Christians. But it meant we are not communists. We are not members.
It was a kind of cultural Christianity or cultural Catholicism,
yes.
over and against the secular communist materialists. Yeah.
Yes, cultural and political, and okay. and it was more emotions, but not faith in the real. But there was faith also in the family. It was enough for me to find the truth. There was a desire in me. I think I was touched by the Holy Spirit from my childhood, to find the truth. It's one of the biggest feeling or emotion or development in my life. And I was a child who loved to read. During the time of high school, I read a lot. I had really good books, which wasn't forbidden. So we had Tolstoy and Dostoevsky, which is enough for a child who wants to know Christianity, or they are Russians, but their testimony is great till today. And I read Thomas Mann and others, and I felt that life has meaning only if there is God. So during that process, I recognized that, and I wanted to know God, but I didn't know the way how to have a personal encounter with God. And during the time of the university, I visited different places. I was thinking about, I thought there is God. So some religious places, some Calvinist groups, some Catholic groups. But it was a bad experience. Nowhere, there wasn't a possibility to hear the real gospel. But in a morning in the university, I saw one of my friends who was like me a little bit. We went to different classes to find the truth. We studied Eastern religions in the university classes, and he was different. It was in a Monday morning, and he was like a shining star.
You saw him at school on Monday when
you
came back to school, and something was different about him.
Absolutely different. He was standing at the desk in the buffet having his coffee, but he was taller. He had different face. He had different sight. their eyes were literally shining somehow. Really?
Yeah.
And
kind of glow or light, yes, about him, yeah.
Absolutely. And I went to him and I said to him, Lotzi, because it's his name, it's his Laszlo, but we say shortly Lotzi, I don't know what happened to you, but the same thing should happen to me. It was my sentence. And he just looked at me and said, Zoli, I met God. And it was absolutely authentic from his mouth. And I knew it's true. He met God. And I became a little bit upset. And I said to him, how did you meet God during a short weekend? I saw you on Friday. We were in different places. We wanted to meet God. There wasn't God anywhere. And I just leave you alone for a weekend and you meet God alone. And I asked him, why didn't find God before? And he said, because there is a way, a good way to find God. And we didn't know the way till that. And I asked him, what is the way? And he said, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to know himself, to make himself known for all the people. And he said, I invited the living Christ into my heart. And he showed me the Father. Now I know God. I was absolutely excited. I knew at the first time that that is the truth. It was totally different. That is the simple, simple, simple gospel.
The truth you were seeking,
yes,
for so many years, you discovered was a person.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a person who you could know personally, Jesus Christ, who wanted to be reveal himself to your heart, and you saw it in your buddy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How about if we jump over and ask Pani and see to bring us share with us your story. Your story's better, yeah.
There is no better story. Right. That's the story to meet God.
Yes, right.
There is one story.
Yes.
My story is quite different. I raised up in a Catholic family, but we had a tragedy. My father became an alcoholic person.
He became what?
Alcoholic.
Oh, an alcoholic. Okay, yeah.
I was born in a big crisis. I had an older brother and a mother and me, so four of us in the family. And my mom became very sick, so I couldn't see my mom. My father was drunken all the time. So we were in the streets all the time when I was a small child.
Oh.
But the family was Catholic, so we went to the church every Sunday with the grandparents. And I heard about God. And my mom was very dedicated to keep me in the church. My brother became a very bad guy, and she asked me to go to a school that was held by nurses. It was a Catholic, very strict school.
Sorry, nuns.
Nuns. Sorry,
okay.
My English is
that's
not
okay.
Good
no,
enough.
We're going to work through that. It's wonderful to hear
your
story. Thanks.
And actually, I was a bad student all the time, and I was very, 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 not aggressive, but... I had many problems because my father died when I was 11, and I was the only one who had a good connection with him. And before he committed his suicide, he visited me, and I said, I don't want to go with you because you will go to drink somewhere, and I don't want to be with you there. So I didn't let him to take me from the school when I was 11. And then afterwards he died. Mm. And, I didn't tell it to anyone, but it was really a big crisis for an 11-year-old child. And I just didn't understand what they spoke about God at the secondary school. And I saw very, very good priest, very good dedicated believers, but I didn't understand how can it happen to me. I saw that there has to be a huge love, but it has to reach me if that is true what they speak about. So I wanted to meet God so much. And, you know, I thought it was my fault that he died, and so many childish things. And I think it's logical.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I'm very thankful for it, because it was a very huge seeking in my spirit, very deeply. Of course, I was a bad teenager. Mm-hmm. After the secondary school, I had to leave our house because my brother had a child and a lady moved to our house, so I had to leave somewhere. I have to leave on my own. And on the day period, I worked to be able to pay for the room I rented. But when it was night, for like half a year, I didn't sleep at all. I asked God if he really exists or not.
So did you live alone in that apartment? Did you
yes.
for yourself? So you got a job, you bought an apartment, you're working
yeah.
during the days, and you said at night
mm-hmm.
you couldn't sleep for months, and you would ask God, "Are you real? Are you actually there? What's the
yes.
meaning of all this? If you are,
yes,
yeah.
yes." And one of my friends invited me to a charismatic meeting, and I said, "Oh no, they act crazy. I won't go there."
Yeah.
And they said, "You can meet God there." And I said, I don't believe you. But they came back, they invited me again and again. I gave them cigarette and wine and, okay, you are crazy.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. And one day I saw that, okay, I have to check. I have to check this place. And I went to the place. Zoli was the preacher. But I don't remember any of his words, because right at the door, the Holy Spirit grabbed me. And for 2 hours, I wasn't there. And I just cannot tell you how intensive it was.
So you walked in and you experienced the love of Christ, the love of the power
yeah.
of the Holy Spirit just being
yeah.
poured into you.
I didn't know that so huge love exists.
Oh, yeah.
And for 2 hours, I was in another, I don't know, I wasn't there.
It was like the kingdom of God. You were being touched.
I was in heaven.
The,
yeah.
yeah, you were experiencing a taste
yeah.
of heaven by God's mercy.
Yeah.
All the months of crying out and, God, are you real? Are you there? After all the suffering you had gone through as a young mm-hmm. woman and the very difficult, challenging life. I know you just summarized it here, but that's years and years of pain and difficulty, and especially when the kind of things happened with your father, you know, mm-hmm. not only the alcoholism, but also his death, and you're only
yeah.
11 years old, and where are you supposed to go in the world, you know, and
yeah.
you know, why am I here, you know? So a lot of the stuff that's meant to be the basis of security was taken away. It's amazing the miracle of God's love. It's amazing
yeah,
when
is.
You're in an environment of faith where people are hungering for God and worshiping God, loving the Lord. So we're just getting started this week. The program went so fast. We just have a few seconds left, but I just want to tell our listeners, again, we're here with Deacon Zoltan Kunsabo and his lovely wife, Pani. They just shared kind of their story, how they've encountered the Lord. They're going to share all this week. So call up your friends. Join us again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.